And when I get to our president, what I'm saying to you, this is why I didn't vote for him. Something that I've said publicly on many occasions. I don't like how he acts. I don't like the name calling. I don't like the belligerence. I don't like the vindictiveness. I'm not talking policy. Because the fact of the matter is, the prism of history tells us whether a policy is beneficial or not. Do I like him scaling Black, a connection to Black history, the Smithsonian Museum and other things with executive orders? No, I do not. But I'm not sure I disagree with the tariffs just yet. I certainly don't disagree with what he's done with immigration, because I thought it was necessary because of what Biden did. Last time I checked, the economy hasn't collapsed. Inflation may be imminent, if not already here, but we haven't felt the profound effects of that yet. Maybe it's coming, maybe it won't. And I'm not worried about people being in jail and being let out the same day like I was under the previous administration. I ain't apologizing for that. But the reason that I didn't vote for this president, a man that I knew before he went into office, he had events all the time, sporting events, boxing events, and other things. We were always there. That's why you've never heard me calling him racist and comparing him to Nazis. He was cool with us. What I don't like is the belligerence, because it serves to polarize, not galvanize. And then it leaves the American citizen living in chaos, because we've been convinced by leaders on Capitol Hill that nothing can get done because everything is vitriolic. And I don't have time for that. We need somebody to bring us together, to be an adult in the room. And every time you hold out hope that Donald Trump is going to do that, he does something like this. Play this video, please.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even Black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters.
That is an AI generated video of Chuck Schumer standing next to Hakeem Jeffries, with Hakeem Jeffries wearing a sombrero. Donald Trump posted on his social media page, Truth Social. Ladies and gentlemen, how is Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer supposed to be incentivized to then turn around and work with this man? How are we to believe that Donald Trump is interested in working with them when he so unapologetically trolls and memes them at every turn?